Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Jasmine.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. What I do?
Well, we have a handful of phone calls that I want to go over with you.
How now?
Yeah. Well, okay. So, it's something that we do have to put into the system. So, if you want to go ahead and pull up the disciplinaries, we can go over it together.
Go ahead. Where am I going to?
If you know where it says pending write-ups.
Yes, yeah, so you talking about me signing them?
Yeah, where you got to sign them, we can just read over it together.
I thought you already went over these with me.
Well, there's a new one that we have to issue today.
How? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just going to read it as it's put into the system. From 5:30 to 6:01, retention agent Jasmine Burton fielded several calls in which she did not handle in accordance to the ASK call handling procedures. On the first call for Koala on the 30th, the customer asked if there was a Spanish agent available. The agent told the customer that they needed to call back at 10 p.m., but there was a Spanish agent available as Ms. Burton didn't ask in Teams as there was someone as available as required. When the customer asked to cancel, Ms. Burton offered one save and agreed to cancel, only to come back afterwards and offer her other two saves after the fact. ASK agents are coached to offer all of their mandatory saves before agreeing to cancel. On a Penguin call, Ms. Burton canceled the customer's account but didn't offer the cancellation ID, nor did she ask the final question as required by Penguin's call handling protocol. Then on the 1st of this month, for Diversified, you offered a 50% discount twice to the customer and responded to a future bank threat with a 75% discount save offer instead of immediately canceling as required on future threats. And then there is a call for Road Wreck where you had sporadic, unnecessary dead air pauses throughout the call instead of focusing on the customer, providing customer service at a high level. We have there that Jasmine is a wonderful agent when she applies herself to her job, but she has not been focusing on her calls and has not been giving adequate effort to provide the quality of customer service that ASK requires from its agents. Ms. Burton has been coached several times and has been provided several chances to improve, including a good faith coaching that was done on the 28th of last month that was intended to help prevent Ms. Burton from being suspended. Due to the lack of quality Ms. Burton has provided on her calls, Ms. Burton will lose her at-home privileges and return back in the office with her equipment for her shifts beginning on the 7th. Should future infractions of this nature occur, further disciplinary actions will be taken up to and including termination.
Okay.
So if you'll have to report back into the office on the 7th and just sit in that desk right in front of me. I just really don't know what else to do, Jasmine. You know, I try to give you opportunities to, you know, correct things. But, you know, if it's like 2 days after I give you a good faith coaching and then we find a bunch of calls with a lot of errors, I mean, there's just really nothing else that we could do besides, you know, we're still not suspending you. You still have a suspension and then a termination step. But we really got to get you to focus on your job when you're taking these phone calls. I can't have you, you know, being distracted by anything outside of those calls because you make these mistakes that we can't ignore. I can't ignore them. I wish I could. But if they're in the system and they're on recording, I have to address them. And if we have been happening to the point where we're here now to where, you know, we're trying not to suspend you, we're trying not to bring you back into office, but you have to give a little, you know, when we give you these opportunities, you have to take advantage of them. And unfortunately, the phone calls that we got after this last coaching, it's just not something that we can just let slide. And I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. And you said that those are in the system because I don't see them.
This is a brand new one that should be done as a probation.
How do I get to it?
Let's see. It should be.
I think I'm where I'm supposed to be. Over.
Okay, let me see where you're at. Do you see it now?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah. We just get you back in here. Let's get you focused. Putting out the phone calls that you used to put out day in and day out, and let's get you back on the right track.
Okay, yes.
And if you have any questions or want to, listen to those phone calls, let me know. I'll send them to you so you can review, and, that way you can hear it for yourself. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at any time.
Yes, can you send them to me?
Absolutely.
And just give me 1 second, John, before we get off.
Yes.
I'm still here, John. I mean, you can continue talking. I was just going back to one of those calls that I had.
Yes. I'm pulling up the calls now to send you an email. Give me 1 second, and I'll let you know when I have those sent. And then you could just follow along with it with, of course, the notes. Two down, one to go. Getting the last one now. Okay. Okay, I'm sending you the email. It's called Calls From Right Up. You can just listen to them. You'll see the notes from the actual, from the disciplinary to know which one it is and the phone number.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me about any of this?
Well, I haven't. I just now got to the screen because I was trying to pull up the screen because when I pulled up my thing today, it said it in big bold writing, pending right up. So I had been trying to find them. So I was trying to, I had just got to them.
They changed that today. I came in and pulled mine up and I was like, oh, is there something I need to know about here? I mean, I get write ups too, so.
Well, when can I have to listen to these on my own time?
Yeah. It would be too long for us to sit here on team meeting for you to listen to all of them, but, you know, go through them. You know, they're really not that long of phone calls. You know, most of them are maybe a few minutes each. Just follow along with, you know, the disciplinary, and you can kind of hear and see what we're talking about on there. I mean, I'm not going to, I mean, obviously, I feel like you're kind of aware that you may not have been given 100% on these phone calls, you know, recently, in the last few weeks or last day, or, you know, and I understand that, you know, there's also personal issues you're going through, and we do want to be sympathetic and try to give you opportunities, but eventually we do have to, you know, hold you accountable for the work you provide, and it's just got to this point where that's why we do want you to report in office, because we feel like if you're going to be sitting right here to my left, you'd be more influenced to actually, you know, pay attention to the phone calls and not get distracted by things. You know, it's time for you to flip that switch and, you know, take this job and what we do, you know, your phone calls serious and give them priority so you can, you know, work past this point and get back to where, you know, we could put you on a pedestal.
Okay. Well, how long do I have to come back in office for?
I'm not sure. That would be something that you would have to talk to, you know, Joey and Dionka about. Okay. See if there's a certain timetable.
Okay.
That's it. If you don't have any further questions, I'm gonna let you get back to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jasmine.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.